This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
As of this morning, Iowa bans most abortions after about 6 weeks. That's before many women know they're pregnant. The AP's Julie Walker.
The state's abortion providers have been fighting but still preparing for the law, shoring up access in neighboring states and learning from others where bans went into effect more swiftly. A Planned Parenthood official in the region says clinics are ready to follow the law, but it will still be devastating for Iowa residents. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden wants to see a limit to presidential immunity. He's pressing lawmakers to pass a constitutional amendment. He'll talk about that today at the LBJ Presidential Library in Texas, where he'll mark the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. As for all the attention Vice President Harris is getting as she kicks off her presidential campaign, Republicans, including Donald Trump, are firing back. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
1 week in, and Kamala Harris's presidential election campaign says she raised $200 million. Key supporter, Maryland Governor Wes Moore on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
The more people get to know the vice president, the more people are excited about her vision for the future.
Campaigning in Minnesota, Trump said of Harris,
she has no clue. She's evil.
Republicans predict the buzz over Kamala Harris will soon dissipate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with Israeli President Isaac Herzog this morning, saying that Israel and Hezbollah should be careful not to escalate their conflict. Vandals hit the telecommunications lines in France as it hosts the Olympics. Mobile and fixed phone lines affected, say officials. Tennis great Novak Djokovic just beat rival Rafael Nadal at the Paris Olympics in the second round. This is AP News. Did you see the big movie over the weekend?
I know you, bub.
Nope, but I know you.
Everybody knows me.
Deadpool and Wolverine made so much money in its debut weekend, it's now ranked in the top 10 openings of all time. It made $205 million domestically, according to studio estimates.
I'm playing a character that you've never seen before.
That's Giancarlo Esposito describing his role as the new villain Sidewinder in Captain America: Brave New World. Esposito was at San Diego Comic-Con over the weekend and says it's quite an opportunity to build a character.
To me, that's special. To create a person that I've never played before either.
Meanwhile, Robert Downey Jr. announced at Comic-Con his return to Marvel films, but not as Iron Man. He will play Doctor Doom in at least one of the upcoming Avengers movies. Downey calls it new mask, same task. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.